Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. He was the head of operations in 11 Western states for Ted Cruz. Robert Eithoven joins us for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States. Today,
more than 86%
of our healthcare spending goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome Robert Eithoven to the program. He's principal with J3 Strategies, and you're also the coordinator for the 11 Western states for Ted Cruz.
Yeah. Thanks for having me back.
Of course. What are your thoughts, and what are Ted Cruz's thoughts at the end of this amazing campaign for him?
Well, you know, considering he was the first in, and then it grew to, 17, 18 candidates, it was a very well-run campaign, I believe. You know, the amount of support that we received, the contributions that he received, you know, obviously the Trump factor is one people will write about for decades. But really the plan was, when Trump got into the race and he immediately shot to the top, Jeb Bush had been in the lead early on. We knew that we had to survive the winnowing of that field and get it down and then, you know, be competitive and hopefully win Iowa. Which we did, and a better than expected in New Hampshire. I think one of the real hiccups in the campaign, one of the low moments, of course, was South Carolina. I think finishing third there, and 3 days prior to Nevada, where we finished third again, that was a real trying time for the campaign. And we had to do well going into Super Tuesday. Alaska was one of my states. Oklahoma and Texas also on that day. We did well, and we were able to get the momentum back into our campaign. Ultimately, the idea was to winnow it down to two, to Ted Cruz and Donald Trump, and then let the differences show on a debate stage. There were something like 12 or 13 debates when the field was large, and I think the last debate it got down to five. But when it got down to Ted Cruz versus Donald Trump, Donald Trump said, "I'm not doing any more debates." And of course, you know, Kasich staying in was a huge assist for Trump. That was very difficult and frustrating to have to deal with that. But I think just the fact that we could not get anyone to sponsor or hold Donald Trump's feet to the fire for a final debate, a head-to-head of these two, you know, large figures in this Republican primary was certainly didn't help us at all.
Were you surprised when Cruz ultimately dropped out?
No, I wasn't. There was, there's a lot of belief that he could have and should have stayed in. Nebraska being the following Tuesday. Washington, I think we were in a good position to split delegates there, if not win the majority. We've done so well at the delegate chase. I spent the last several weeks of the campaign going to state conventions all over the West. Casper, Wyoming, Salt Lake, Fairbanks, Alaska.
That sounds like a book coming out of there.
We were winning the delegate game significantly so that if it got to a contested convention in Cleveland, the first ballot would be the first ballot. People are bound. Some states you're bound through two or three ballots. I believe that had we been able to hold off the Trump momentum, we would have most certainly won the nomination on the second ballot in Cleveland, without question.
What did you think about bringing on Carly Fiorina as the potential running mate?
You know, I think she was phenomenal. I saw her several times on the stump for Ted Cruz, clearly somebody who's gone through the political life and the ringer of a campaign. She complimented Ted Cruz, I think, in a way that no other person on the short list could have. And just the fact that she is so good at taking on Hillary Clinton and Hillary Clinton's record. I think that was probably a natural call. I wasn't part of the vetting process. And I think we got to the point where we wanted to show that as a last salvo. I mean, why, you leave everything on the field. And if we had ended up in Indiana with the results we had and we weren't able to show what the ticket would look like going into Cleveland, I think the decision was made based on that analysis that let's throw everything that we can out there and people will decide. And they did. Indiana was disappointing. Nebraska, who knows? I mean, we'll never know. I think that would have been competitive. And then we moved to friendlier areas, Montana, South Dakota, Washington, Oregon, California, New Mexico.
You know, as you say this, the idea, most people, think about, well, there's a primary here or there's a caucus there, but it's a war game strategy across 50 states.
It's amazing just how much, I've been in Republican politics since I registered to vote when I was 18, following it. It's amazing how much I learned. I hope I can retain everything that I learned on this journey. Obviously, rules can be changed along the way. Every state has its own election laws and their own rules, and you got to get in and study those and figure out how to win the long game. And we were very successful at that. Again, I think just that phenomenon of Trump, the lack of debates, Kasich staying in there with no path, just created too large of a burden when it came down to the end. But definitely fascinating and learning all of these different states. We talk about here in Nevada, the rift in our Republican Party. That exists everywhere. The establishment, non-establishment, Tea Party. I mean, there's factions everywhere. There's anger, from those who are out of power, trying to seize power from those who have it at the time. And learning those relationships in each state and how to navigate that is a fascinating process.
All right, let's take a break. More with Robert Eidhoven when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
call Marilyn Miner Addiction Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma,
and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are talking with Robert Eidhoven, the principal with J3 Strategies, who represented the Cruz campaign in 11 Western states. Judging by our private conversation, it sounds to me like things are definitely wrapping up, that there is no plan to go to the convention and see if there can be a brokered convention of any kind.
Well, Donald Trump is a presumptive nominee. You know, it looks like he has a path to the nomination. He still has to get it. He still has to go out and work for it. I saw over the weekend he's out giving speeches and doing rallies, as he should. But, you know, he's a presumptive nominee. I don't know if anything stands in his way of getting to the 1237 at this point. I don't see anything. I think the party, Reince Priebus on down, the head of the RNC, they're viewing him as a presumptive nominee and trying to unite the party. I think that process has already started.
But then you look at Paul Ryan, and they're supposed to have the big meeting this week on Thursday, right, between Trump and Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan doesn't seem real happy with his choice.
I'm not real happy with it. I mean, my choice for president is Hillary Clinton and a Hillary Clinton donor. I mean, that gives me a little bit of pause. Donald Trump's been advocating for tax increases over the weekend, minimum wage increases. You know, he has a record of going after Second Amendment rights, abortion on demand. I'm not comfortable with it. So I have 6 months till I have to make a decision, or five and a half, and I think a lot of Republicans do too, but... You know, I'm not there yet.
Well, let's make some comparisons here. In Nevada, we had Sharon Engel versus Harry Reid, and you had people like Sig Rogich coming out and saying, on this program, you know, who do I want representing Nevada with the water issues with the surrounding states, mm-hmm. Harry Reid or Sharon Engel? And he started Republicans for Reid. So are you going to see Republicans for Hillary?
I don't think so. I mean, I'd never cast a vote there. I mean, we'll see. I mean, there could be a third conservative choice that comes out, and I'll keep my eye on that. I mean, not that what I say matters.
Third party. Yeah,
well, somebody running as independent but as a conservative, somebody who runs on a conservative platform, somebody who appreciates and adheres to the Constitution, respects the Constitution. I don't think either of the two top choices at this point have that level of commitment to federalism, to our Constitution, to our principles, that I would look for.
But are we getting close to being out of time for that with Texas?
You know, like I said, I think we'll know a lot more in the next few weeks. There'll be a lot of, you know, going into the convention and the RNC meetings and what happens. This unity meeting, whatever you call it, on Thursday with Paul Ryan might end up satisfying what he's looking for. But I think there's a lot of movement conservatives out there like myself that want to see this play out a little bit further. And you know what? You know, Trump has plenty of time. He has, like I said, he has 5 months to make his case that he will govern in at least somewhat of a conservative way. Look, nobody gets the perfect choice. At the end, it's Hillary Clinton probably against Donald Trump, and a choice needs to be made there. Now, if there's another alternative who is conservative, you know, that's something I would look at. I think a lot of people would. But I'm, you know, you can either show up and not vote at the top and vote on the Joe Heck Masto race and keep voting all the way down the ballot. You don't have to, you know, if you don't in your conscience feel like you should vote for either of those two candidates, you can skip over it.
All right. So you bring up a very important issue. Now for you, like me, voting is mandatory. There is no doubt about that. But for a lot of people, if their candidate is not on the ticket, they're not going to show up. And how is this going to play out across the country for the House and the Senate, governorships?
I think the turnout will be there. You know, I think, you know, there's so much money in these, especially in a presidential cycle, in election cycles. I think the turnout will be there. I think more people than ever will be holding their noses as they go in to vote. And they'll view the significant importance of school board races, of city council races, state legislature. Hopefully that's the case. I like you.
You are an optimist, sir.
I think there's anger on both sides. There might be a lot of vacancies on that first on the top of the ballot, and then people fill in the rest. Who knows? We got a long way to go. But, it's interesting. A lot of the Trump supporters out there are the people who are angry that we had Romney as our nominee, that he was somehow too liberal or too establishment. I mean, compare Mitt Romney's record. I never heard Mitt Romney advocate for a tax increase or from infringing on my Second Amendment rights or for half of this, you know, being against trade. I mean, you have a guy in Donald Trump who wants to use the power of the presidency to go after private businesses who seek to do business elsewhere. I mean, that's nuts. That presents a large problem for a lot of people.
May I throw it as a devil's advocate here that Mitt Romney formed what became the basis for Obamacare in Massachusetts. So,
and look at every position that Donald Trump has held for 40 years of his life that is in complete contrast to the platform of the Republican Party.
Oh, I'm not disagreeing there. I'm just saying you mentioned Mitt. I thought that's right.
Yeah.
Will you stick around?
Sure.
Post-show? Okay, more with Robert when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Big Rooftop Solar has already gotten tens of millions of dollars in subsidies. It's time they make it on their own.
Why do they need subsidies from us?
If they get their way, we'll all have to pay more.
This isn't about a choice. It's about money.
What they really want is a subsidy, and they want us to pay for it.
That's crazy.
I can't afford that. It's not fair.
It's not fair.
It's not fair.
For me to have to pay more.
Find out the truth at solarenergyfairness.com.
Welding's one of those great things. You can use electricity and metal and form it into large, awesome things, either buildings or artwork. There's a whole lot of opportunity for welders in the current region. I would recommend CSUN and other people, and I actually have several times because they helped with everything from start to finish, even putting me in a job after I graduated.
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our communities safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we got him here for the whole show. Robert Eidhoven is our guest principal with J3 Strategies, representing Ted Cruz in 11 Western states. I find it interesting that both Steve Wynn and also Phil Ruffin are both, and it appears Sheldon Adelson now, are all supporting Trump.
Right. Yeah, I think they've all made their support public. And I think Mr. Adelson over the weekend was the most recent to do it and saying, look, he's a Republican, I'm a Republican. And I think when you have access to candidates the way that some of these folks do, they feel like they are in a position where they can help educate them and, you know, maybe find a way to get Trump to govern if he's elected president in a more free market, conservative way.
Do you think, though, that,
and of course, Mr. Adelson, as you know, is very, you know, the issue of protecting Israel is paramount to all of that.
Right, and we should also point out that you work representing Las Vegas Sands, so you have an interest there. But you know, it's interesting that people like Phil Ruffin, who's the owner of Treasure Island, have talked about the Donald Trump that we don't see, that there's a different Donald Trump behind the scenes. Do you believe that?
You know, I've talked to some people who do tell me that, and that's fine. And, you know, I am probably somebody who will never see that other Donald Trump behind the scenes. And frankly, I don't really care. I care about what kind of president they will be, what kind of commander in chief they will be. I'm not really interested in so much, you know, how other people view them behind the scenes, golfing buddies, you know, that's just not an issue that I really think about. I care about if they're going to cost me money. I care about if they're going to have an impact on our economy, what kind of impact. Donald Trump just this morning embracing debt, saying, I think debt is a great thing. I think our debt is a great thing. That frightens me. I don't, whether Republican, Democrat, Independent, Libertarian, I just can't imagine the President of the United States walking into an office, or if they win, walking into an office in a country where you're nearly $20 trillion in debt, saying that you embrace that and you like debt and who cares because we can print money anyway. That is frightening to me. So,
well, let me ask you about, you know, Donald Trump is a fascinating character. And one of the things that he's proven is that free media outweighs paid media. I mean, the Bush campaign, $110 million, gone. Yeah. Go back, you know, 4 years, $100 million that Sheldon Adelson spent. He didn't get a victory there. Does this really say that at a certain point, money doesn't matter if the message isn't there?
You know, when Donald Trump would give a speech, and this happened on the first day when he announced all the way till today, all the cable news networks will cut in and they'll show the entire speech. Jeb never got that. His announcement speech, probably the only one. And then when he suspended his campaign, neither did we, neither did Rubio. And, you know, I guess from a network executive's standpoint, people tune in and they're going to watch and they want to see Donald Trump because he could say anything and you don't want to be the one station who wasn't there to capture it. So they would play Donald Trump constantly. And there's been a lot of studies done on the amount of free media that he received. And he received it because he's Donald Trump and he says outrageous things and it makes news. And not only do you show the hour and a half that he's, you know, speaking into a microphone, you bring on your four panelists afterwards to talk about it for two more hours. And then, you know, you cut away and show the 5 minutes that Kasich spoke and, you know, 10 minutes of what Cruz said. So I think a lot of things have been rewritten on this one, on this race, this primary race. It's been really something to see. Just from, you know, the buildup of Trump, this, you know, what frightens me is the fabric of the Republican Party, what it means going forward. Reagan, you know, what does Reaganism mean to the Republican Party anymore? When you go from a conservative to somebody who's an authoritarian, a nationalist, you know, I wonder what the future of the Republican Party is after a Donald Trump.
All right, but then we also have to be realistic and say that there is campaigning and that there's governing. And those are two completely different things on every level, from whether it's a school board fight to the presidency of the United States.
But isn't that what made Donald Trump and Ted Cruz Donald Trump and Ted Cruz? That's why the two of them, when you add up all the delegates that both of them have received, far outpaces the Jeb Bushes and the Kasichs and everybody else. Is people want that. They claim, at least in polling and research, that is why you have a Donald Trump, is that you've had too many Republicans say one thing and then do another thing in office. Hey, we gave you the House, we gave you the Senate, and you still didn't do anything for the Republican conservative movement. True. Ted Cruz became the second most likely nominee in this cycle because of his position that, hey, I campaigned on these things in Texas and I'm going to do them in Washington whether you like it or not. And that rubbed some people wrong in Washington, but he stuck to it. He has a few defenders there, Rand Paul, Mike Lee, others who say what they're going to do and they go there and do it. And then everyone's shocked when they hold the line. So we'll see. You know, it's still early. It's still May. There's a lot of time for this to play out between conventions and then the real war beginning. You know, it'll happen before the conventions start, but when you start hitting Labor Day and going into November, it'll be fascinating.
What role do you think Fox News has played in all of this in terms of, several months ago, there was a major article on Megyn Kelly, that Roger Ailes spoke about the fact that all the Republicans already watch Fox News. The only way for them to broaden their viewership, therefore increase ratings, increase revenue, was to bring in Democrats. And Megyn Kelly seemed to be the lead on that. Now people are talking about, I think it's May 25th, her primetime special will have Donald Trump. Las Vegas Fox News is charging almost $2,000 a commercial on Fox News.
That's amazing. Yeah. You know, I gave up on Fox News a long time ago. I thought their coverage was horrible this cycle. I think CNN's done a great job of kind of broadening out. I think they've always done very good political coverage. You know, Roger Ailes clearly had a thing against the conservative movement in the party. He's a very pro, you know, U.S. chamber guy. Obviously, they're very pro-Trump. Cable news is certainly making a lot of money through this cycle, and wait until November.
And so is the broadcast industry. Robert Eichhoven, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
It's time to update that old, outdated bathroom. That's why homeowners are calling Bath Planet for out-of-this-world service at down-to-earth prices.
Our bath was so outdated, and I hated the bathtub. And I only take showers, so I always wanted a shower. And that's what made me decide to finally get a shower.
Bath Planet has received a 94% recommendation rating from Guild Quality. Design your new bath or shower now with our unique design studio on the Bath Planet website. Our bath and shower designs have been tested and earned the Good Housekeeping Seal. That means you get a 2-year warranty, plus Bath Planet offers a lifetime warranty.
Call now during our 60-60-60 sale with 60% off installation of a new bath or shower. Ask about low monthly payments for up to 60 months, senior and military discounts, and act now to receive a free $60 restaurant.com gift card with your in-home estimate. Plus a bonus, the first 60 callers during this program will receive free installation on their bath or shower purchase.
It was Mama's shower, and so she was a little edgy about stepping over and slipping, so we wanted to replace it and make it safer for her.
Ask about easy access tub-to-shower conversions and barrier-free showers, or a relaxing deep soaker tub installed in as little as one day.
Remember, call now during our 60-60-60 sale for 60% off installation of your new bath or shower. Ask about low monthly payments for up to 60 months and the free $60 restaurant.com gift card with your estimate. Plus, the first 60 callers during this program will receive free installation on their bath or shower purchase. Don't wait. Call now.
On the next broadcast, Eric Herzig will join us. He's the head of the UNR Political Science Department. We'll see you then.